Wednesday night, Farabach and Chagas Alvadas, Or Lavoz Mar Cheshvin, 25 October. When we bench, and you say the Harachamon after Ali Chasareinu, after the fourth bracha of benching, so there is a Harachamon where we say, Harachamon hu yishlach lanu bracha meruba b'bayis hazeh, b'yal shulchan zeh shechalnu alav. So that's a bracha for the bayis in which you're eating. Then there's another Harachamon where we say, maybe Osi Vesishti Vesayvis Kol HaShali, or as Bal HaBayis is there, as Bal HaSabayis is there, or there's a longer Nusach, the Nusach of the Gemara. So now the Mishabura says a few things we have to know. Although it's not so common, people either skip this part of benching, because they're running to learn, of course, and they don't have time for such harachamons, because they don't want to waste even a second, because they don't waste any time. But in case they do say it, so the Mishabura assumes you do say it. So if you're in the house of a guy, and even if you're eating your own meal, but you're in the house of a guy, this could be no gay if you fly on an airplane, let's say, and you're not on El Al. El Al, let's call it, it's the house of a Jew. But if you're in the house of a guy, which you anyway might be in a hotel maybe, even if you're eating your own food, Mishabura says you do not say this Harachamon. We do not... I know I'm being taped, but I can't help it. I'm only saying over a Mishnah Brura. I have no personal opinion about the matter. You don't, you're not allowed to be Mavarech HaGoy. So you don't say Racham Nivarech, you know, Yishlach Lona Brucha Meruba B'Bayis Hazeh Yal Shulchan Zeh Shechanu Alav, because this doesn't address the owner of the meal. It addresses the Bayis, Brucha Meruba B'Bayis Hazeh. So the Mishmur actually has a different nusach that you say, which is probably not so well known. Rachman yishlach lanu bracha meruba b'halichoseinu ubi yeshivoseinu ad olam. Which I have to admit, I don't know that either. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says that if you're not eating in a bayis, you're eating, let's say, outside in a picnic, you're eating in a garden, you also don't say... Even if it belongs to a Jew, you don't say Babayas Hazeh. You're not in the bias, and you say this nusach that the Mishnah Berurah says. Again, Harachman, it's in Kuf Tzadik Gimel Chav Zayin. Harachman Yishlach Lanu Brucha Meruba B'Halichoseinu B'Yishivoseinu. Now, if you're eating in the house of a goy, but it's a Jew suda, it could be of any circumstances. You bought the food from a yid, so you could say Racham Nivarech is Baal Habayis Hazeh. Baal Habayis means the Baal HaSeuda, so that you could say. And if it's your food, then you could say Racham Nivarech. In fact, you shouldn't say Racham Nivarech is Baal Habayis Hazeh. It goes on the Baal HaSeuda, much like each Shudas in the shul. So I say Racham Nivarech Osonu B'Skol HaShalonu, because that's totally in the food, and you go with the Baal HaSuda. Again, bias is the Yishlach Lonam Baruchah Meruba B'Bayis Hazeh, and it should be a bias of the Yid, and it should be a bias, according to Yitzchak Zilberstein at least. The second thing, the Goy is in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Suuda, you go Basar, the owner of the Suuda, to determine that Harachamon Baal HaBayis Hazeh or Osi Vesishti, even though it says Baal HaBayis Hazeh, but it's referring to the Baal HaSeuda. Okay. Learning Chavis Halvavis, Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Dalid. Now, Chavis Halvavis and Perek Dalid uses very strong lashon that if you're doing things because of people, not because it's the Ratzon Hashem, but because of people, it's like you're worshipping the people, not Hashem. Very strong lashon. And then he says, following along that strong lashon, he says, in fact, an Oved Avodah Zarah is better than what he calls a chonef. He calls these people fakers, hypocrites. It's really a very strong lashon, even though they have the chanef that we know of kat chanef and meimim chazalim is really people who cover up for rishoyim and don't give either don't give musar or smile at rishoyim or encourage rishoyim or give gerecht to rishoyim who are doing things wrong. Chazalolis was just talking about, he calls them a chanef, just tzavua, he calls them tzavua chanef, that you don't mean it lishma. He says you're not doing it for the purpose of serving Hashem, you want to look from, but you're really doing it to look from, or that other people should hold of you, or the various reasons people do things, unfortunately, that have nothing to do with fulfilling the will of Hashem. So he says an Oved Avodah Zarah is better off than a chonef, is better in four ways, and we learned two of them yesterday. Vashlishi ki oved kachovim hu oved davar echad belavad ve'chonef ein tachlis l'me'evodov. So the kachovim has whoever he worships, you know, but the tzavua is worshipping a lot of people. He's worshipping this one to get him into a good school, and this one to get him into a good job, and this one to get a good shidduch for his child, and this one to maintain his social standing amongst his neighbors, and this, so ein misper ne'evodov, Chazal says. Varavi, and this is always a very ironic piece of reasoning that we find in many places. The fact that it's true, though, makes it important, even though it's true. Yehovah Kachavim, at least you know what you're dealing with. Ein and Yon, and this is true about many areas in life, many areas of Hashkofa, that you're better off knowing your enemy, and the enemy is open, and you know what you're dealing with. But the Tzavua, who hides behind a veneer of frumkeit, many times extreme frumkeit, so that's very bad, because then it's sneaky and insidious, is the word, and it's hard to know, because people, you know, people see frumkeit. They see someone who looks, you know, the coloring books, Tassan Navirim have Bekishes. Varavi, ki yovik hachavim ein enyonu nistar mibnei yodam. It's not hidden. Vein nishmar mimenu. So you know to watch out for it. They pirsum kafranuso belukim. So you know this guy's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Avalachonef, but if you're friends with, I guess he means, and you pick up the way he lives, and he lives for what other people think of him. This is what the Chazalolis is talking about in the Shari Yichud HaMaisa. His life is centered around what other people think of him. And you pick that up. But and you know, ein kafrenuso nira. No one's going to use the people recoil in horror at the Chazalolis' Lashon in the beginning of this piece, where he says he's oved anoshim. He's not oved alakim, he's oved anoshim. A very strong Lashon, because, you know, he's doing good actions. He's doing things right. I don't even know if in the sugi of mitzvah srichas kavana, I don't think he's, I would assume he's yotze. He's not mamish menutak from doing it because it's a mitzvah. I don't think he's menutak from mitzvah srichas kavana. He wants to be yotze, that it's a tzivri Hashem. I don't think so. We're talking about someone who just, the motivation, this is Chayvus Halavus. His motivation is not Hashem. It's not the Ratzon Hashem. His motivation is to find favor in the eyes of people, his social standing, or anything else that he figures to'eles or nezek, as the Chazal has put it. So ain't kafrenus nira, b'nei adam bochim bo. So people, you know, learn from him. They don't really see anything wrong with galui. V'yitochen lo lahazikom, and they can have very bad effects because of his hashpa on them. And without this fakerai, without this hypocrisy, so he wouldn't be able to have a bir hashpa on him. But like this, he looks from it, he acts from it, he looks from it in me. So so that is the third and fourth way in which he's worse than an Oved Avodah Zarah. That's an amazing lashon. This is the worst sickness. Madve ha'olam means the illness. V'nikr b'loshonenu chonef v'yohir u'mafateh. That's the Lashon HaSid. Obviously, he wrote those words in Arabic. So it's hard to define, because chonef by us usually means you machnef rishoim. Your hair means a balgaiva. Mefate is mefate. So I don't know what words in the translation here of the Leif Tov, he uses the word savua. I think that's a more common word of someone that's a hypocrite. And again, he's a hypocrite. He's a good guy. You know, he's not doing anything wrong. He's not misleading you by eating not such kosher food, and he's doing everything right, but he's misleading you in the all-important Chavis HaLevavos, because you learn from him, and you see he plays to the crowd, and he's madgish to do what people see him doing, and most of the time, the value system is all skewered when you're motivated by what people think of you. Okay.